Is it time for recess yet? I'm so glad you found time to join us here on the Child Care Director's Chair, where Erica Sococcio shares her best practices that she's refined through her passion of directing child care centers over the last 23 years. From parenting interaction, systems to save you time, money, and stress, to profitability. She shares it all from the Child Care Director's Chair.
Hey guys, welcome back to the last of our episodes this week on self-care for child care directors. And today we're going to talk about the connection between self-care and professional success. Have you ever really stopped to think about how taking care of yourself can actually impact your professional success? It might seem like a no-brainer, but the relationship between self-care and professional success is actually quite significant. So let's explore this connection a little bit further. When you prioritize self-care, whether it's through exercise, meditation, or simply taking time for yourself, you are investing in your overall well-being. And this in turn can have a positive impact on your performance at work. Like, think about it. When you're feeling healthy and balanced, you're more likely to be productive, focused, and certainly more creative. You're better equipped to handle stress and the challenges that come your way. This can ultimately lead to better job performance, certainly increased job satisfaction, and even career advancement. Perhaps you're even thinking of opening up your own center. So, you know, the next time that you feel guilty for taking a break or indulging in some self-care activities, remember that you are actually setting yourself up for success in the long run. And your well-being is not just important for your personal life, but it also has a direct impact on your professional life. So it's really important that you watch how positively influences your professional success and remember that you deserve it. And the power of self-care and enhancing decision-making, communication, and leadership skills certainly is connected. Decision-making is such a part of leadership. And when we take the time to prioritize self-care practices, such as getting enough sleep, eating well, and exercising regularly, we're better equipped to make sound decisions. A well-rested and nourished mind is more focused. It's clear and able to weigh options effectively. So when we're taking care of ourselves, we can avoid making impulse decisions and instead approach choices with a calm and rational mindset. Our communication becomes so much better. Self-care also plays a critical role in improving your verbal and verbal and body language communication skills. When we're in a good place mentally and physically, we're more likely to express ourselves clearly and effectively. So by practicing self-care, we reduce that stress and anxiety, which often hinder our ability to communicate openly and honestly with others. And additionally, self-care can help us cultivate empathy and understanding and make us better listeners and communicators overall. You know, self-care is essential for effective leadership. As leaders, it's important to lead by example and prioritize our own well-being. By practicing self-care, we inspire our team members to do the same, and we create a positive work environment. Additionally, self-care can help us manage stress and burnout, allowing us to make better decisions and communicate more effectively with our team. We also know that self-care is connected to workplace productivity. It can enhance your performance when you take the time to recharge and rejuvenate. You're better equipped to handle those stress challenges that come in the workplace. And we know in childcare, those happen daily. So you'll find yourself more focused, creative, and effective on your tasks. And don't remember some of the things we talked about in the episodes this week, such as incorporating those self-care rituals into your routine, such as setting the boundaries and learning to say no when you're feeling overwhelmed. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and to exercise regularly. Physical activity not only benefits your body, but it boosts your mood and your energy levels. And practicing mindfulness, as I said, something new that I have started to do a few weeks ago, and I really love it. Just taking a few minutes each day to meditate or simply breathe deeply, it can really help reduce stress and improve your focus. And then getting enough sleep. A good night's rest is essential for cognitive function and overall well-being. You know, it's really important that as early childhood professionals, that we understand that everything we're doing is interconnected. We're always juggling tasks. So I say with this, make sure that you're doing all the things we talked about over the last week. And if you didn't catch all the episodes, that's okay. You can go back and listen to them. That's the great thing about podcasts. They're on demand. You know, I talked a lot about support and connecting with others. Make sure that you surround yourself with a supportive network of friends, family, and colleagues. Colleagues certainly can help you promote your career throughout your time in the industry. Maybe you'll meet somebody who owns a center and you really, really jive, and maybe it's time to make that move. Maybe you make a lateral move, or maybe it's time for you to go ahead and open up your own center. Whatever it is that's on your mind and on your heart, no matter what it is, being mindful, taking care of yourself will 100% help you get to that goal. So, you know, I talked about communication skills briefly, and so I want to dig a little bit deeper there. So I talk about meditation, and by practicing mindfulness meditation, you learn to be more present in your interactions with others. See, as directors, we like to talk a lot, and it's usually us doing all of the talking, and we sometimes are not that great at listening. So this can really help you listen more attentively and respond more thoughtfully. And again, you know, we talked about exercise. Not only is it good for your physical health and your mental health, but it also helps you feel good about yourself. And you're more likely to be confident when you're communicating and being assertive. When you get enough sleep, you know you feel great. And that lack of sleep can negatively impact your communication skills. You're going to be irritable. You're going to have a hard time concentrating. So make sure you're prioritizing getting enough rest each night. And by eating healthy, fueling your body with nutritious foods, you can improve your mood and your energy levels. And gosh knows we need those when we are chasing around the children in the play yard, having a great time laughing, right? It makes you feel so great and alive. You know, setting those boundaries again, learning to say no and prioritize your needs, it's so important and such a big aspect of self-care, really being self-aware. And it's going to help you prevent that burnout, which I know is trickling throughout centers throughout the country. You know, and a lot of these podcasts are talking about, you know, how to make more money and high quality and all these different things, but none of those things are going to happen if you're not in a good place. You've got to practice that active listening and taking that time to truly listen to others. It really does demonstrate that you're empathetic and understanding. And practicing that active listening can help strengthen your relationships on top of your communication skills. I know a few episodes ago, I had talked about journaling and I really just started doing that. And, you know, writing down your thoughts and your feelings can really help you process your emotions and gain clarity. And this can lead to better self-awareness, which is essential for effective communication. And taking those breaks. And I know this is, you know, this is the end of the week. This is kind of a recap, but taking breaks, it's so important to give yourself breaks throughout the day to recharge and avoid feeling overwhelmed. And it also will help you prevent communication breakdowns due to stress or fatigue. I always say, you know, seek support. I'm never afraid to reach out and help. Talking to a therapist or a trusted friend can also provide you with valuable insights to improve your communication skills. And practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Treat yourself with understanding and forgiveness. You're not perfect and you're not a robot. So that's okay. So the next time that you're feeling overwhelmed or stressed, remember that taking good care of yourself is not only beneficial for your well-being, but also for your communication skills. Now, lastly, I'll leave you with this because I started talking about, you know, your professional success and, you know, the hustle and bustle of that work life and the hustle and grind culture, all of those things. But maybe perhaps hustle and grind can also be married to practicing self-care. Hustle and grind doesn't mean killing yourself to be successful. It means spending your time and energy and focus on the things that you know that get you from point A to point B to point C to wherever it is you really want to go. So practicing that self-care improves your professional success by 1, boosting productivity, 2, enhancing your creativity, 3, reducing stress, 4, improving decision-making skills, 5, building resilience, 6, enhancing your work-life balance, 7, increasing your confidence, 8, building better relationships, 9, promoting self-reflection, and 10, leads to long-term success. So there you have it. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's essential for your professional growth and success. So go ahead and treat yourself to some self-care today and watch how your career flourishes. I hope that you have really enjoyed this week's episodes on taking care of yourself. I really, really, really want to let you know I am so thankful and grateful that you tuned into our episode today. I hope that you find it inspiring. I hope that you take one or two of these little golden nuggets and use it to make your life better. Better for yourself, better for your team, better for your children, better for your family, better for your business. So thank you again for tuning in to the Child Care Director's Chair. And as always, I hope you have a great day.
Well, all the cute little kiddos have been picked up and it's time to go home. And that'll do it for another episode of the Child Care Director's Chair. Please leave a review so Erica knows the information is helping you to manage and improve your child care centers. Remember to subscribe to get the latest episode from Erica's Child Care Director's Chair.